Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, May 22nd, 2019. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Tonight on the Diaspora Forum, we are talking about the impact of the current economic situation in Zimbabwe on local people and those living in the diaspora.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter wave frequency and on the 4930-6080 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave. Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, at www.voashona.com, and at www.voandebele.com.
If you have just joined us tonight on the Diaspora Forum, we are talking about the deteriorating economic situation in Zimbabwe.
Zimbabweans say they are facing many problems due to the current harsh economic situation in the country. The government yesterday announced the new fuel price increases, which it said were based on an open man market system.
There was chaos and pandemonium soon after the announcement of the new price hikes, especially in urban centers, as commuters faced serious transport blues. Some people had to walk long distances to their homes, as ZUPCO buses were too few to ferry them to their destinations.
Apart from that, the Zimbabwe Electricity Supply Authority is not providing adequate services to local people due to the drought in the southern African region and other issues.
Such issues normally have an impact on Zimbabweans living in various countries who send huge sums of money per month to their relatives and friends for their upkeep.
While this is happening in Zimbabwe, preparations are underway for the holding of a premier business event, Zim Expo, in USA. The expo is for promoting businesses, networking, and social interaction. Zim Expo will be held this weekend in Chicago.
Please note that we are live streaming this show right now on our Facebook pages, VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele.
And remember, if you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and siyakufonela.
Kunjalo mfowethu.
Ah ngiyaphila ndoda.
Ngiyaphila kunjani?
Ah ngiyaphila, ngiyachaba.
Yeah.
Ndamirira Zim Expo.
Yo ye Zim Expo this weekend kuyabe kufika khona ngale ke Chicago.
Kuno kufiwa.
Yeah, kufiwa kuti ngesintu.
Unda funga
kuti.
No, because she
not to kufiwa.
Ndanda kutshika kuti handishayindi kana kushino kufiwa.
Ngabe ukhanjwa mfowethu.
Eh.
So ke Zim Expo le isikhathi sokuthi abantu bekhuluma ngamabusiness, isikhathi sokuthi abantu bakhulume ngoba ufuna ukuthi kwakhiwe emzini yabo eZimbabwe kumbe ngaphi. Kuyadlalwa lelibhola njengathi sasidlala ibhola kudala.
Kunemagitari.
Ya, bonke mfowethu DJ labo.
Kunopo mkhana wekuthi vanhu waziwe ukuthi Zimbabwe is open for business.
Sanelibona. So konke vele kwakusenziwa. Nxa wena ufuna ukuvula ibusiness, uyakwenelisa ukuthi uyehlangana labanye khona ngale.
Ikhulume.
Yeah. Kuse siba lo mix Zimbabwe USA yokwazi ukuthi abantwana bezibukise
betshengisela ukuthi sarakadenga.
Yeah, ukuthi vele banjani bona empilweni yabo.
Mm-hmm.
So ke kuyakhanya selo ukuthi kuyabe kufiwa khona ngale kuyabe kungani kwenziwa into eziningi. So kunjalo jonga. So ke nxa sikhumbula ekhaya, ekhaya kuthiwa kunzima.
Kwakauma.
Ye kuthiwa izolo sikeza bona lamanye ama video bhota bhota lapha abantu bengena ngama
window. Ngama window.
Ngama basini. Yeah.
Ndaizwa nemwe conductor webus.
Yeah.
Wa raifamba kumusha kwangu kuma 1969-77-172.
Aha.
Isisiru wana wa shikoro zaiti nakiza kungonomira pa mashops.
Ya uwane.
Kuchumona zikota akangai kuza suitcase ya kupa msorobe
mba.
Bazira kufamba over apina nipa windu.
Ehe.
Isisiru nakiza. Asi ya zine ragu itu kwa nikutambura wana waru kushupika kushaya transport.
You still remember. So which means that when the teacher asked you what you want to do when you grow up. Ya
conductors.
Conductors.
Apina nipa windu.
Ya. Kukura ule.
Oh ya. Tari china para ya uzumba na maziwe.
Kageru boy. Ye, so ke zirugali na bazi ya kuluma sivyo na mchanje. Ama futas mota akupuliwe izolo. Kunya kumahalisa ya kuna ngale ke Zimbabwe. Kuzobuya ke katezi izesa. ingane ehlule ukuthi nika abantu umlilo kagetsi weneleyo. Kuzobuya njalo ke nxa sesikhangela amanzi kungani aswelakala kwale Zimbabwe. Pho okukhona kuyini? Ngakho ke konke konke nxa kusenzakala siyawazi abantu abahlala kwele Melika, abahlala e-Australia, abahlala e-Britain lamanye amazwe. Abadabuka eZimbabwe kungani bezwa ubuhlungu obuthize. Njalo yibo abathumeza phela imali yokuthi yefika khona ngale kwele Zimbabwe. Siyawazi amabhiliyoni amaningi kakhulu ezimali ajaruhanjiswa khona ngale Zimbabwe abantu hamsele isihlobo labangani. Ye, so kunjani point.
Wongo vadiwa watereri nevatariri. Nasi tiri kukurukura mchirongwa chedu. Totanga nekutarisa zviri kuitika kumusha matambudziko akatarisana nenyika munyaya dzezveupfumi zvinobatawo zvakare nyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika nekuti vazhinji vanoti ukatsenga nzungu imwe chete inenge yakaora inokanganisa dama rese dzawanga wakanda dzakawanda dzimwe dzisina kuora dzinokanganisika chino 1 chikanchisina kumira zvakanaka zvinogona kukanganisa mamiriro ezvinhu nekuti munyika pari zvino vanhu vari kuchema kuti hamuna mafuta edzimotokari. Mitengo yezvinhu iri kukwira zuva nezuva, hakuna mari yekunzei, nemari yacho mabhondi emunyika acho ari kunzi ari kunetsa vanhu vari kurarama neanonzi maRTGS. Tonzwa vamwe zvitoro vachinzi vanoramba zvekusuwa pane zvimwe zvakadaro matambudziko iwayo. Asi vana veZimbabwe vari kunze kwenyika vazhinji ndovari kuzotakura mutoro iwoyo kuburikidza nekunge tichiwana matext zuva nezuva ari kutaurawo zvichemo zvakasiyana siyana kumusha tichibatsira pamwe chetewo nekutsvagira kana zvipatara zvemumatunhu edu mishonga nezvimwe zvakadaro. Ndonyatoda kuti kurukure nhasi pamusoro pematambudziko ari kumusha tichazobatawo nyaya yeZimbabwe Expo iri kuitwa muno muAmerica kuChicago weekend ino yasi iye zvinoizvi tine mudare wedu wekutanga vatiinavo tinava Calvin Mudzingiri vanodzidzisa zveupfumi paUniversity of Free State muSouth Africa. Tougamuchirai muchirongwa chedu vaMudzingiri.
Makadini zvenyu vatereri?
Aiwa, tinofara zvikuru tichitendawo kuti makwanisa kusiya zvamava muchiita kuti munge muchipindawo muchirongwa chedu. Tinotenda zvikuru. Maybe my first question I can throw it in English. You know, the country is going through a rough patch economically and also I think politically, but mostly the economy side affects a lot of Zimbabweans in the diaspora. What can you say about this?
I think that the situation in Zimbabwe is tough in the sense that we are going into cycles. We are going where we have been and the lives of the people are being shortchanged, and it's actually a bit that we don't learn from our own mistakes, and our government is doing that type of job where they play some ignorance in things that can actually require some solutions that are hard, of course, to take, but which can actually improve the lives of the people. So we need to face the reality when it comes to running the economy, and also when it comes to managing our affairs as a country. So this idea of the government, we trying to regulate the demand for goods and services as labor rate, and it is for the rich of failing. And the price controls that they are also implementing a surge in the previous period, and it's like we are actually going in circles in the reality. Because we have got price controls on the fuel, we have got price controls on transport, but that is not the solution to our problem. Our problem requires a government that would like to liberalize the economy, that will actually have more players actually bringing in the goods and services. And remember, tariffs were never meant they are meant to ration state commodities. So it's naive for government to think that they can regulate the prices and ensure that they have a little bit of goods and services. The government should ensure that prices reflect the cost structure and also the availability of goods and services. Even if they try to regulate, the goods will never be enough for each and every one. Because even the poor people can still not afford the cheapest price that would have been regulated. So my own check is that the government should liberalize the economy. They should also ensure that we have a stable currency. They should also ensure that the current that is in circulation is a reflection of the goods and services that are being supplied in the economy. So this idea of just inheriting money that is making related to production is the major part of our problem. Mm-hmm. I think that's the little and the of what I would like to just highlight.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mudzingiri. Ramba nyimuri parunare timbotora muteereri todzoka kwamuri tine muteereri pachirongwa. Hello.
Hello, vajonga ndiri mananda kuno South Africa.
Vamananda makadiko.
Tinosimba kana makadini vamanogara mhiri kwemakungwa
uku. Ah, yenyu ndiyo mhiri yemakungwa manje. Mukayambuka Limpopo nezvatakaitawo kuyambuka nzizi dzatakayambuka zvakafanana.
Dzei dzakaonyanya kukoresa tinongoyambuka Limpopo tasvika.
Ndizvozvo. Nyaya yatiri kukurukura nhasi ndofunga maizwa inyaya yekuti zvinhu zviri kuramba zvichioma munyaya dzezveupfumi uye haisi nyaya itsva yatiri kukurukura pano, asi chinoita kuti tirambe tichiyeuchidzana inyaya yekuti zviri kuramba zvichiwedzera. Patakataura nenyaya iyi svondo rapera, kwakusati kwaita matambudziko avepo ekuti transport yaakutonetsa nokuti vamwe vaakuti hatingashandire mahara, petro yaakwira, taakubuda mubhizinesi. Saka tiri kuramba tichikurukura. Pindai hanyu muchirongwa.
Maonero angu dambudziko raitika mukati menyika zveshuwa kunyika kwaitika dambudziko rakakura. But dambudziko irori iri kuti ripere, rimwe racho rumwe kwerutivi kwedambudziko rinogona kupera kana vanhu tava nemweya umwe chete pamwe chete nokuvimbana. And I was listening to the guest wenyu waminayo vamudzingiri vanodzidzisa nezveupfumi pauniversity of Swelsted apa Bloemfontein apa vachitsanangudza mafambiro angaita kuti zvinhu zvingefamba zvakanaka. Ini ndinodayira kuti hurumende they have tried all the avenues that can attract the investors to come into the country. Ndo saka ndakabvunza mubvunzo last week ndichiti media neeconomy nepolitical stability zvinofambidzana here mune zvakanaka kuita kuti zvinhu zvifambe zvakanaka. Dambudziko irori kana risina kutarisiswa zvakanaka, and I've come to this thinking that possible the government, I think they need to call for I don't know, maybe they can call it a referendum or a conference for the economists to come back home and give my ideas which apangatibodai. But even though zvikaitiwa izvozvo izvi, dambudziko rinoramba riripo nderekuti political will is not happening both sides, MDC and ZANU-PF. And I believe that when Comrade Mnangagwa took over, he wanted the country to prosper to a new dispensation, is what he was thinking. However, soon after the election, pakava nokutaudzana zvabvawo zvaita kuti pashaikwa compromising kuti panguva yeremosi yekuti pakasvikapa hamufungoti akuuraya vanhu here, tadii tambogadzikana pasi tiwane kufamba pamwe chete nenyika. The question is not about zvandinonzwa zvinotaurana namakume kuti takavanyorera tsamba tichiti ngatitii zvakati. I don't think so kuti that is the idea that has got a lot of respect between the government and confidence. Panga pachidiwa chete ndechekuti vajonga, tine vanhu vakafunda vari munyika medu umu, maecronomists tinavo, tine vanhu vakafunda zvikuru, maengineers tinavo. Ini ndofunga kuti hurumende, I think ngavamboita izvozvo izvo kuti ngavambotedza vana vavo, vagare pasi navo, vanzwe zvinoda vana vavo, kuti vana vari kushuvira kuti nyika ifambe zvakanaka. Ndotenda kuti vamudzingiri vanobvumirana neni. Employment rate in South Africa has come to almost 27 or so. As a result, hakuna anoziva ramangwana kuti all these foreign people who are here in South Africa, what is their future? Kana government yatanga kupotseredzwa nevanhu zvakasvika pakadai, tinoseenza muno presha yacho yakurisa kubva kuvagari vari muno. So ini ndaiva ndichifunga kuti kuda let's come up with a a solution in a government of Ambokara from which it Kibasiro, Namanam Sinafundo, Renika Edu, Makibasiro, this is the way forward. And I've done in the Aramba. Then I think to make it up all the accountability, no. Makaramba is a cut. And therefore, you are losing the trust among the people. So, in as much as we do not respect our government, I don't think so can get any investor who to come to our country until the day that we realize that the conflict that we are trying to keep on keeping in our minds does not help us. Rather, it kills all the poor, those poor, they remain suffering each and every day.
Mm-hmm.
So, ukuthi kuyicabanga ukuthi mhlambe labantu bangahlalisana phansi labo babona nezenotho ukuthi bakhulumisane together with the government mhlambe kungaphuma something ukuthi sizokwazi ukuqhubeka siye phambili ngoba ma ngibona nje ukucabanga nalokho akusifisi anyway
sisala
nje silwa nje.
Saka munotere nhaurirano dziripo idzi dzakalonjwa musi wa 17 May dzina kwadzinosvika?
No, the idea is on the pipeline. I cannot say hakuna kwadzinosvika. The idea, I think the personal of the president, he would love to see the country go back to its own heyday in which Africa was describing Zimbabwe as the best basket of Africa. And I think that is the dream of everybody. But in as much as we have some other quota, we just say, this is nothing. This is nothing. And therefore, even now, there are no people, akuna kwa tinoshika. And bear in mind, kana politics is the kango pindi wa, niwari kunziwa kataka, interest ya wanutaka, for sure. We are not going anywhere. As long as we are going to find the interest, we are going to find the interest, it's not in the city of Fambe.
Thank you.
The day that we are going to come out. As long as the Zimbabweans, what is it that we want? We are going to have another
Thank you so much, Mananda.
Yeah.
That's Mr. Mananda is our regular caller.
Mm-hmm.
And the good thing is, he speaks many languages.
Oh, yes.
Vano Kuluma, Vano Taura,
Vano
Speaker.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And this is a public sphere. We encourage people to say whatever they want.
That's true.
As long as they are not insulting anybody.
That's
and
true.
I guess we've got another guest, and that is Mr. Pilif Kaule of ZANU-PF. Mr. Kaule, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening, guests and you.
Thank you so much.
Baba Kaule, siyabona abantu bathole nzima. Lo zupko lo kumele ethole abantu. Abanye sebengena ngamawindi, into ezinjalo amafasitele. So kukhanya ngazani ke sokule ngqaba nqoza la. Sokulobuzima obumangalisayo abantu nxa bekhuluma. Udubo lolu luyaqhubeka kuze kuthini Baba Kaule? Yeah, we are news on Baba Kaule. Yeah, izuko abanye sebengena ngamafasitele ebhasini bezama ukuthi babuyele emakhaya. So ungazani kuyahlupha kakhulu. Ya kukhanya zani inombolo yakhe ijonga isinika inkinga. So maybe let's go back to Mr. Calvin Mudzingiri.
Yes.
Who is in South Africa. Mr. Mudzingiri, are you still on the line? Yes, so Mr. Mudzingiri, looking at what is happening in Zimbabwe right now, how can that be fixed?
Can I come again?
How can Zimbabwe fix its current economic crisis?
Okay, the reality is that if you look at what they are doing at the moment, they are bringing in the fiscal basis, the regulated prices. They are trying to, they have been trying to regulate the prices of fuel. They have also tried to regulate the exchange rate. So those regulations, if it goes, the regulations do not reflect the commodities that are in circulation.
Mm-hmm.
So if you look at the regulation of price of Zipco, how many people are going to be accepting Zipco? Because Zipco, that is, there will not be enough for each and every commuter in Zimbabwe. So is it a viable mode for them to have Zipco that they are regulating and that are not making individually, they will actually get money from the taxpayer. My thinking is that we need a transport that is viable. It's the need to analyze the system and ensure that people can afford to bring in fuel and bring the fuel, and they can also try to ensure that the price of fuel fluctuates with the national so that the cost is felt across the whole economy. That can also assist the government. One of the aspects that I also want to talk about is do we really if the dialogue is done in such a way that people are honest with themselves, then it will work. But in this case, the government has got the stupid majority. They can make the right decision for the people. But people are failing to make the right decision in parliament. Even if they have the dialogue, what will then change? So the big question is, in as much as we must blame other political parties that are also participants in Zimbabwe,
mm-hmm.
I think the people who are in charge are the major people that we can blame because they expect the proponents to make the decision. Because the majority in parliament, they are in control of the police, they are in control of the army, they can make the policies. They are biggest challenges. They would like to regulate everything. And the reality is, just because you run an economy with regulation, when you regulate, you regulate the prices, the exchange rate, you regulate the price of fuel. I think the talk around the current has been something that has been spoken about for a long time. And this government has said that having the bonds and the US dollar with a 1-to-1 current will not work. But they've pursued this policy for a long time, and they've seen things happening, and they've seen the thing is depreciating. And now they look surprised by all the changes that are happening. And they're also going to take off the system of blaming each and everyone in the economy, indicating that
Thank you, Mr. Mzingiri. We'll cut you short because Mr. Kaole is in now.
Just to stay on the line.
Stay on the line.
Then Mtere first.
Yeah, okay. Let's take a call and then we'll go to Mr. Kaole.
Yes, Tine Mtere Parunare. Vam Mzingiri Ramba Yanyumuri Parunare. Hello?
Okay.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, Magadiko.
No, I don't speak, I only speak the Ndebele.
Yeah, I'm for it. Good job.
Niyaphila kunjani baba?
Niyaphila, ibizo mbani?
Ibizo trust baba.
Yeah, trust ufana njani kunapho.
Ngifola ngisethekwini, South Africa.
Yeah, ubona njani kwenzakala South Africa baba trust?
Baba South Africa phela konje abantu esifike ngathi sithi sizozama ukuthi sikhwandela abadala ekhaya. Hayi kodwa abasithi siyabuka ngesimo esikhona lapha ekhaya, hayi izinto ngathi zithanda ukuba mazonzo kakhulu.
Mhm. So nxa kunje wena kubamba njani konoko?
Hayi ma kunje lokhu kangilibaza kakhulu baba, ngoba manje ngithi bangithi phela ngiyazama ukuthi ngisho ngawuthi angithole kwangamasento encane ngithi hayi ngimphonsele mhlawumbe ukuthi abadala babone lapho ukuthi benza njani ekhaya, abasakwazi ukuthi bathenge ngaleyo mali, aleyo mali ukuthi siyayithumela ayisakwazi ukuthi yenze lutho, kufana nokuthi yinto engekhoyo. So manje landi silimaza kakhulu ngokuba ukuthi nalokuthi uthule ukusebenza ngoba la eSouth Africa phela isena manje njengaleyo ndlela esasiyazi ngayo kudala. So kwaye okuncane sikuphela manje la sikushare nabadala sisukuse ngale izinto ziye azihambi kahle lapha ekhaya yonke into yakhona iyaviza ayikho into otholakalayo bawuthi ufuna lokhu yabona nje into zakhona sazi ukuthi isombululo singaqhamuka ngathi laba sinjani kodwa ngoba into zakhona hayi kuluka kunokuluka kasijabula sithi kuyaluka kodwa ungathi izinto ziya ngokuba nzima kakhulu kakhulu kakhulu.
Ye manje okwamanje selisenzani selithumeza igrocery kumbe kwini?
Hayi sokuba ngcono khona ndoda ukuthi vele sithenge yona igrocery ufake komalayisha nihambe beyothiya khona le emakhaya because ma ukuthi uzofaka lolu 2000 rand ukuthi usekhaya noma into iyangena esitori phuba lento ezimbili kathi ayikho into ayithenga ngaleyo mali. Sozokufaka nje lokuthi kudlala kade sisimawula wazithenga igrocery ka-2000
yeyekumalayisajambe
i-1000 rand igrocery ma efika ekhaya izokwazi mhlawumbe ukuba qhuba loba yinyanga abadala bekwazi ukuthi badle kodwa nje ma uthi uzoyenza wenza sithumele imali kwaze kungcono imali ekuqaleni ngoba bekwazi ukuthi umuntu azithengele le nto ayithandayo kodwa manje sefanele wena othengayo uthumele umnikezele imali ngale kuthi ekugcineni lezo zinto ezinye into ezima-perishable things into ezinye ukuthi kube nama-fridge nanani ugesi awukho lotshela ukuthi ugesi sihambe 2 days 3 days asina gesi
yaboaloko
yabona nje into zakhona hayi
ya siyakuzaathanda
ukuba ijogo ithanda ukuba nzima kakhulu
sibonga kakhulu ke trust ukuthi ungenile ehlelweni namhlanje ungadinelwa kusasa baba
hayi siyabonga kakhulu baba sizohlala nje sakhe sikhulumile njalo mhlawumbe kuyenze kulunge
hayi kunjalo vele kulungiswa umlomo siyabonga kakhulu baba
hayi futhi hayi kakhulu ubonga mina sikhulu
okay babay so trust is saying that the situation is bad back home and that is affecting some of them that are living in South Africa, in terms of sending money back home. He says, sending money is a waste of time. So they've resorted to buying groceries, you know, and sending...
To Malaysia.
That's right, giving to Malaysians to go and deliver home. So he says that's the only way they are doing things.
Mm.
Yeah. So maybe we can go to Mr. Gaule.
Mr. Gaule, welcome back.
Welcome, Mr.
Jonga Kandemiri.
Jonga Kandemiri.
Yes, Mr. Gaule. You know, some people, Mr. Gaule, may say, why are we always discussing about these issues? The problem is, if we don't discuss these issues, we are not solving them. And the patch patch is a Zuru, ukaita mota. If you don't like, cut the boil and clean it up, it will continue troubling you.
Yes,
so that's why we are discussing about these problems. We are seeking solutions. And this time, most Zimbabweans in the diaspora are saying the problems are worsening their situations because initially people were just looking after their families and friends back home. But now, they are also supposed to look after the communities they live in back home because there are clinics that don't have medicine. There are water shortages in certain areas. What's your comment for what the government has done so far? Gibbs wanted to ask you about the problems facing the Zimbabwe United Passenger Company, ZEPCO. Yesterday, people were seen going into the bus or boarding the bus through the windows and all that. What's your solution to these problems?
I think you need to discuss some of these things, to talk about some of these things. It's important that we talk about some of these things. It's very important that we talk about and gather people's views. And again, for it is for the good of the government. If at all there are some people who are listening. But we have today a listening president who is maybe, it's only that some of these views that are coming from the people might as well help us in whatever we are trying to build as a nation. I think it's important, especially if you look at this transport thing that you're talking about, that the prices were reduced, and people go for things that are affordable. Remember, the day the prices are, you know, people are hiking prices, transport is unaffordable, and things are unaffordable, food is unaffordable. People have hiked the prices that people no longer afford some of these things. But if you provide cheap transport, then people will scramble for that transport. And it's a healthy situation. What do? We move on as a government. Let's try and provide more transport so that people won't be vilified and some of them get injured when they scramble for transport that is available and that is cheap transport, that is ZEPCO, these ZEPCO buses that are there. But as a government, our president is sincere. Honestly, when you look at the situation of providing transport, that is the government that is doing at the moment. And remember that situation of the past way to companies could hike their price, their fares willingly, and because nobody could control them, the government did no hand in controlling those people. And then now it is for the government to make it a point that they really try and provide transport that is affordable to its citizens.
Mm-hmm. But Mr. Gaule, looking at the number of ZIPCO buses that I think were commissioned by President Mnangagwa last week, there are about 39 out of the 300 buses that were bought. And if we distribute them evenly, it's roughly 4 buses per province out of the 10 provinces in the country. You think that is enough? Why didn't the government wait for the other 251 buses or 259 buses to come, and then they commission all the buses? Because if for the 39 in 10 provinces, that's why people are now stranded, because the other commuters, they pulled out their buses.
My brother, Kandemiri, you agree with me that you can't wait for these other buses while there is a crisis. Already there is a crisis. That link will go a long way, really, in trying to alleviate the problem that we are faced with. And really, I appreciate what the government has done for its people and what the government is doing for its people. Remember, there are some buses that are coming, and this is going to be done in phases. That is phase one, phase two, and then we move on like that. We can't remain standing still and waiting for these other buses to come, and with those buses that are there gathering dust wherever they are being kept.
Mm. Thank you so much, Mr. Gaule. Please do stay on the line. It's name Terer, Pindam Chirunga Gibbs.
Yes, hello, Baba Raposatungani. What's the slogan? Mubane Tungani, Sakamunga Lokshet.
Romeo Mgandhi.
Mkoma Romeo, Murukufona Murukupi.
Binga Mkoma.
Binga, Linjani Baba.
Tuli kabo tu, rinja anirina.
Tuli mbebo. Nizami ili pela,
Mati?
Yes, ya pila, kunja noe.
Hai, ya pila busi.
Ye, ufurukuma ngesi ndebele kumbisyona.
Ya kuma ngesi ndebele kumbisyona, ndebele kumbisyona.
Ye, kunja alu baba. So, akuchukuti, kuna kumpo epinga kunja ni. Yama fute muezi mota pela kweli ya vwete. So ke ngapha phinga kumenja
ngapha ngiyamangala ukuthi wakho labo zupko ozupko wangkhona ngapha phela kavakho ukuthi kube izibabu yangkhona yilabo zupko abangayi ngapha ebhinga akho lo zupko sigada amabhasi abani kahle lo ungamakhombi lokho okuncane
amafutha ezimota ahluphi khonapho
amafutha ezimota angazi ngale siyasikhathana le sendi yangkhona utholakala khona amafutha is about 129 kilometers vele zwe kuthiwa sesikwelile mpanda zangkhona sesikwelile imota sokungama $45 $40 29 kilometers yangkhona yona leyo
$40 leyi RTGS kumbe ibond kumbe US dollar queen
ibond yabo sitha ama $50 those ama bond yabo ama $45 $40 ku 129 kilometers yona leyo
then loko I RTGS ke
RTGS yakhaya ama $50 kumbe ama $48 konapho.
Indaba kuthiyana vele imali leza zifanani kazi
bathi ziyahlupha nje abanikazi bezimota phela ukuthiwa bayahlupheka ukuthenga amaphatha abemota ngenxa sebesebenzisa ama-r t gs
so babefunani ibhondi
bhondi kule r t g yangikhona leyo kuthiwa bayalelwa ukuthi bethenga amaphatha ezimota kuyahlupha ukuthi belokhu zibetshintshe bayabanje bemali zangikhona
so ke manje nxa sikhangele lina elikwenza khonapho ekhaya anti usekhaya khaya sibili
mina ngisekhaya khaya sibili esimini ukuthi ngikhangele isimi yami kathe sikunje so ngisemasimini
kungaphi kwangikhona khonapho ngaphi
elusukulusibilemsazi
o emsazi ye so khonapho-ke singathi okwenzakala eZimbabwe khona manje kulibamba njani nina khonapho Thank you so much. So that is Romeo is in Lusulu in Pinga.
Mm-hmm.
He's saying that they are facing lots of problems, especially when it comes to transport. Mm-hmm. He says Zupco is nowhere to be found in Pinga. So they are using private vehicles, they are using private buses and all those kind of things. And he says sugar is about $22. And he says, where can you get that kind of money?
Mm-hmm.
So they are now crushing some seeds.
What about RTGS bond?
He says RTGS and bond different monies altogether, and you can't use RTGS on these combis and other private vehicles because of spare parts. He says these guys are not accepting the RTGS
mm-hmm.
because they are saying they are having a problem whenever they want to replace some parts of their vehicles.
He says
that's a big challenge. And the other thing is that he says they are 129 kilometers away from urban centers.
Oh.
So now the problem is there are women who want to go and give birth to kids,
Mm-hmm.
So now if they don't have transport money and all those things, they end up giving birth at home.
Mm-hmm.
And some even at shopping centers and because they'll be waiting for transport, and he says it's so chaotic.
That said, before we go back to Mr.
Yes.
Muzingiri, let mm-hmm. me just read comments on our Shona Facebook page
mm-hmm.
from our listeners. We have Mr. Courtney Mpemikoti. Anzi Muzingiri asks, Nzuika foni yake ilikusho shomera. Mm-hmm. Yawa Muzingiri, anzi foni yawe ilikusho shomera. Tishawana watunga gazi jiswa sei.
Mm-hmm.
Then Morgan Riwayo, anzi inkono no zega zega mbedroom haikona. And it's open dewapo warkunzi wakarara warkuita ngonono. We are snoring, that's ngonono. He says it's only snoring. There's nothing, no work being done.
They are just
people
gone.
Are sleeping. And then Mukoma Fabian Makuya, and Zimbabwe kwa tirikuenda kure. Augustine Mawoza, nyika iyi, yanzi hiru kutunga mirirwa ni urumende, isina hanya nevanu, hawasi kucheuka kumashure. Deni munga hiru kuti anonza Augustine Mawoza, avunza zakara, anzi ndi ipi crisis yachi ya magadzirisa, shukufasa munga tura masimba, ndufu munga wangwa ishtara panyaye kuti, dai kuti pane chunga shakadzirisa kwa yata uranawa, Philip Gaule. Kote nimpe, minazoka zakara, anzi solution ilipo, ndiye kuti zanu PF, yombo tonga usiku tawata, MDC yotongo omaskati, jesus neita. That's his solution. Zanu PF rules at night, MDC by day. That's
his solution. So let's hear from Jerry Ndlovu. Ucheri Ndlovu, usitumezele la umlaizele wakela pake ku VOA Ndebele. Nina kota pelese ku VOA Studio 7, VOA Ndebele, le VOA Shona. La mchake stoka ungoza kala kwele Zimbabwe. Skumbula abantu abahlala emazweni achiyeneyo. So Jerry uti, in Zimbabwe the problem is that there are those people in top government positions who are actually benefiting from all this. So that's a claim there.
Mm-hmm.
Then Utamsangamlilo says, the lasting solution is for ZANU-PF government to give in to US and UK demands. They hold the key to our economic and political challenges. Misplaced pride is sinking us.
Mm.
So he says, give in to those guys' demands. Mm. You know, things will be okay tomorrow. And then Thabane Ndlovu says, fair is leading the Zimbabwean nation. Yeah. So this fair, he says, yeah. That's why they're thinking. So maybe let's...
Yeah, I can go back to Mr. Mudzingiri.
Or maybe we should rectify his phone issue.
Yes.
So I don't know what we can do now.
Regaitins, we have to put not our own. But this is going to be a 2-1-11.
Yeah,
I plus that. Satans of Newa, we have to change it. We have to change it.
It's a bit of Brexit.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mr. Mudzingiri. Mr. Mzingiri,
I'm serious.
Yes. Do you think that this move by the government to remove subsidies on fuel was a well informed move?
You know, let me begin with just looking at what are the real problems. But the real problem in Zimbabwe is their failure to manage the currency. We have seen that when they adopted the dollar, people managed to build houses, they are the individuals could manage to do a lot of things. They could survive on their own. They stopped regulating the transport sector. Now, this time they also going to defend the current again, and we are in the same problem that we had previously. So the real problem that we are having in Zimbabwe is the problem that the government is failing to manage the current. So since it is failing to manage the current, it should just adopt a stable current. Then other things will actually follow. The issue of removing subsidies on fuel, well, it's a good idea in terms of ensuring that the supply increases, but it's a bad idea because it makes the fuel very expensive. But if they just liberalize the fuel price area, then the trend that the people were going to face or were going to feel could have been reduced. But in this case, they control the price of the fuel for a long time, then all of a sudden they liberalize the fuel, and when they do that, the cost to the consumers would be so large. So if they could do liberalize the economy earlier, the time that the people are with their friends could have been minimized. So our biggest challenge in Zimbabwe is the failure to manage our currency. And when we fail to manage our currency, then we see price rising. Because inflation is a monetary phenomenon. We can only have inflation when we have a current separating in the economy. So, because the current that is separating in the economy is in excess when compared to the goods and services in the market. So, that way we have the other CGS, because price is going up every minute, every day. So, the first thing that the government should do is ensuring that we have a stable current. If they can't manage the bond, then they should adopt a stable current. If they can adopt a stable current, of course, the welfare of the people will suddenly improve, but it will actually depend because they have to pay all the people in the stable current. Today, if they continue paying the people in the RTGS, well, it benefits the government, but it doesn't benefit the common men in the streets, and it doesn't benefit the business people. So the thing that the government should actually look at is they should look at how they can adopt a stable current and move forward.
Mm-hmm.
All these other things that we are talking about, they will not provide solution. The issue that can provide solution is managing to have a stable current or being able to manage our own current.
Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking.
Yes, so now I think we are joined by another guest, and that is Mr. Kwait Ncube. Mr. Kwait Ncube is the co-founder of Zim Expo. Mr. Ncube, welcome to the program.
Just to clarify, I'm the co-founder, not the founder. I thought you said the founder.
No, I said co-founder.
Okay.
So, Mr. Ncube, there's this big event. Tell us a bit about what is going to happen this weekend.
The Zim Expo is an annual event that was started about 20 years ago. Actually, we are celebrating our 20th anniversary this year, mm-hmm. even though we don't have any special program to celebrate it. However, we are noting that. So Zim Expo basically it's an event that encompasses the whole weekend, starting Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
Friday night, we shall have a business dinner,
mm-hmm.
Followed by some music entertainment. Usually we have a entertaining guests from Zimbabwe or local Zimbabweans. And then they just socialize for the rest of the evening. But Friday night really is the main event, is a business venture. Prior to that, we always bring in the Zimbabwe embassy personnel from Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
They come in to provide embassy services such as renewals of passports, birth certificates, and any other embassy documentation or services that might be required. So mm-hmm. we fly the embassy staff to the Zim Expo. We sponsor them. We provide them accommodation as well as per diem feeding.
Mm-hmm.
And they are there for Friday, Saturday, and then they usually leave on Sunday afternoon or Sunday morning.
Mm-hmm.
So that's Friday. And then on Saturday, the rest of the day usually starts around 10 a.m. The Zim Expo
mm-hmm.
sponsors, tries to create a platform where the small business Zimbabweans, either in the diaspora or back home,
mm-hmm.
they come in to showcase their businesses. We have a ballroom in the hotel where we set up some tables for the business people to come and display their products, and they also are given a chance
mm-hmm.
to give an oral presentation.
Mm-hmm.
So that's an all-day event. This is the primary reason we started Zim Expo. It is to create a platform for the Zimbabwean businesses, both in Zimbabwe and here in the United States, and showcase their products.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the evening, another main event is the beauty pageant. Sometimes we have both the beauty pageant and a fashion show.
Mm-hmm.
This year we're not going to have a fashion show, but the beauty pageant is usually it's a main attraction for Saturday evening.
Mm-hmm.
We always have pageants participating on the range of 8 to 10, sometimes 12 young ladies coming in to participate for the beauty pageant. It's a very, very attractive show. It's predominantly for Zimbabweans. The winner of the pageant participates in the Miss Zimbabwe pageant.
Mm-hmm.
She qualifies for that. And so once the winner has been identified, she has to be told what kind of activities she needs to participate in,
mm-hmm.
So that she becomes a very active member of the society.
Mm.
And then following the beauty pageant on Saturday night, we now have a second portion or third portion of Saturday. That is, we also feature a musician coming from mm-hmm. Zimbabwe. Usually we have actually attracted a lot of well-known Zimbabwean entertainers, the likes of Oliver Mtukudzi, the likes of Thomas Mafumo, they've come and participated many, many times. Mm-hmm. And then the younger generation has been coming as well. This year we have, what do you call him, Jar? I forget.
Jasignal.
Yes. Thank you.
Yeah.
It's just that I've been curious to know what his actual real biological name is. I think he's Nicodemus somebody.
Yes. Nicodemus Matisse.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, there you go. Jasignal is on his way right now. In fact, I think he's leaving today from Zimbabwe. He should be in Chicago on Friday afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
His main attraction, I don't know much about the gentleman, but from what I hear, he's a crowd puller,
mm-hmm.
as they say it in their language.
Yeah.
So he is the main feature. The moment they heard that Jar Signal was coming, the phones are just ringing off the hook.
Yes, let's just stop there at the moment and then try to bring in one or two people and then we read messages.
Okay. Yes. Maybe on this occasion we can bring in Mr. Gaule.
Yes.
Mr. Gaule.
Yes.
Zimbabweans here in the diaspora, they are holding this Zimi Expo, and it's one way of inviting investors to Zimbabwe. What do you say about this?
It's a brilliant move. It's in support of this. Zimbabwe is open for business mantra by the president. So I think that I support that. And this is that to me is something that really we need to try and embark on so that maybe it can produce some good results for us.
Mm-hmm.
But if we just give it a trial, there's nothing wrong with that. And we really, I for one, I do support that.
Yeah, kodwa nxa sisikhangele baba Gaule, nxa umuntu evula ibhizimusi eZimbabwe kusetshenziswa iRTGS elingani liyaqansa liyehle kuhlala kunjalo ubona zani pho kumele benze nabantu kwenze ukuthi bevule amabhizinisi khona ngapho.
I understand Gibbs, and it's a concern to all these other people, especially these foreign investors, that when they come to Zimbabwe, really they are faced with a situation whereby this bond, this RTGS thing, this is really a cause for concern to each and every investor who is planning to maybe thinking of coming to invest in Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm.
Really, it's a fact that you cannot run away from. I really don't know, but I think we have a way out of it. Really, that the Ministry of Finance, especially my brother Mthuli, is maybe is doing something about that.
Yeah, including
investors are protected.
Yeah, including just one minute. Kono kwa tu kulma.
Yeah, kono kwa injeni man zelela iguti abon invest ilozi na ma ilozi le kulma ngayo lapa. Into ekarathekile kakhulu ukuthi abantu baqophe ama-investors ukuthi abuye elizweni. Kodwa-ke udubo esinalo ngiyalubona sini ukuthi ama-investors akhangelele ukuthi eZimbabwe njengoba kulo hlupho lwemali i-RTGS nale sikhuluma ngayo eyiyo engafunwayo ilawa abantu abafuna ukuzo-investa lapha elizweni. So ngibona ngani khonoko uhulumende kukhangele, kodwa-ke neqiniso umlando nalowo ngonika u-finance minister ukuthi athi work out something as attract ama-investors. So, yes, Ninja, local wing of Empul, as it's here, who men do it, are created that conducive atmosphere with Aban Babu invested in Bab. With anonymous in the area called with Aban Babu and Babu investor. Then Adalan said, I'm not going to say it.
Those are called the Colombo and the Conapo
and the Chana. Handizoti ifoni yani irikurira timbo wapa mkana wa gadzisi.
Yes.
Timbo wakuna wa mzingiri. Wa mzingiri mwanzu kwa kuti kuno kwa Amerika, ku Chicago, kutanga ni msoe chishano. Kure kuhine Zimi Expo, ichanga iriko, rufunga chishano, mugowera, shondo.
Yes. Yes.
Mugure uwele dega.
Ya, yes. Hini mbulo sewe mbu ya
kama. Uma kuzuka.
Yes.
Kwa mama amango gara iko.
Hai. Ndara uja.
So, yes. Wa mzingiri, tiriko na uti Zimbabwe, urumende Zimbabwe, iru kuru zirao.
vanhu vakawanda vemabhizimusi nevano Zimbabwe chaiwo kuti vanga vachikanda mari kana kudyara mari dzavo muZimbabwe. Tichitarisa nzira yeZimu Expo iyi, munoionawo sei?
Nakuti donzira kanaka rekushambadza nzvimbo nyika nezvakadaro daro. Asi nyaya huru ndiripo ndeyekuti vanhu vanoita zvekuinvesta mari dzavo vanoinvesta vachiona kuti mari dzavo dzavainvesta inofanira kuvapa yatinoti return kana profit. Zvino kana mitemo inenge iri munyika nekumira kwakaita nyika kusvika kuti munhu akaisa mari yake azokwanisi kuwana profit kana kuti return, zvinonoita kuti munhu aise mari yake munyika yakadaro. Saka dambudziko ratinaro ndiro radzira kutaura kuti kana mari yedu isiri stable, zvinonoita chaizvo kuti tiwane vanhu vanoda kuzoshambidza nesu panyaya dzekuinvesta mari dzavo. Vanhu vanoinvesta mari havati vanhu vetikati vesocial welfare, vanhu vanoita mari dzavo vakatarisira kuwana muhoro pamari dzavo. Saka kana pasina muhoro notongoreva kuti izvo hapana munhu anogona kushambadzira kuvanhu, but vanhu vacho hapana vanhu vanozoda kuzodi kuzoita mari dzavo munyika imomo. Takazoona panguva yakaita yatatadhurara zvichii, vanhu vakakwanisa kuvaka dzimba dzakanaka dzakasatamboona nenyaya yekuti mari yakanga ine uremu. Saka kana mari isina uremu ende chinopeteza ndicho kuti kushaikwa kunoita mari uremu hwemari yekuZimbabwe, mabasa ehurumende hakuna munhu ungagona kunzi ngazekunzi ndiani ari kukanganisa mamiri emari yemuZimbabwe. Saka narizvo kana mamiri emari yemuZimbabwe akanga akanaka, vanhu vanoda zvekuinvesta vanogona kuuya kuzoinvesta vachiona kuti vanowana cheuviri. Kana basa cheuviri zvinorengereva kuti tinogona kuramba tichishevedzera but pasina chatokwanisa kuzowana pavo munyika medu.
Ndezvimwe
zvandingangotaura kuti ndaona izvozvo. Kuti kuliberaliza kubvisa masabhizizi efuel, vanhu vacho vanobvisa kutirisa fuel yacho neRPGs asina zvazvinobatsira, nekuti vanhu vanotenga fuel nemaUSD vanenge vaida kuti vakuwana maUSD acho avo kuti vanhu vanenge vachitirisa fuel. Saka zvinongoravizvo kuti tichangodzokera kuya kwatakanga tamboramba kuya kuti tidzokere kumari iri stable, kuda tingadzokera kurani kana kuUSD, but zvinova zvokuti tichingodzokera kwatakabva.
Thank you so much. Maita basa vamutsungiri. Gives nguva dzinenge dzaenda nokubasara minute imwe chete.
Yes, Mr. Quite Ncube, you can say your last word about Zim Expo. Go ahead, sir.
I just told you about the event for the entire weekend, but I'd only gone as far as the Saturday night. And then Sunday night, basically, to sum up, we are pretty much done with the rest of the main events. Saturday night is predominantly social. Sunday is socialization. And as we know, Zimbabweans and soccer or football, as they call it, it's almost like it's part of our religion. So we literally worship soccer. Without soccer entertainment, there's no excitement. So we always attract several soccer teams around the country, from Dallas, Atlanta, Chicago, Indiana, California, you name it, Columbus, Ohio, Cincinnati, and so on. But this year, we only have a few handful of soccer teams that are going to be playing for the most coveted Zim Expo trophy, Soccer Tournament.
Thank you very much.
So it's on Sunday, and then after that, we are done.
Thank you very much, and people shouldn't forget that there are some consular services from the Zimbabwe Embassy there at the Zim Expo. Sorry, we're out of time, and we have to leave it there. We thank our guests this evening, Mr. Calvin Mutsungiri, an economist based in South Africa, Mr. Philip Gaule of ZANU-PF, and Mr. Quite Ncube, co-founder of Zim Expo. Signing off is Gibbs Dube in Washington, D.C., saying, let's meet next time. Bye-bye.
Tinotendawo zvakare vateereri vakwanisa kupinda muchirongwa nemi mose mamuchiteera muri pamadande mutanda akasiyana siyana nevanyora nevanga vachitarisira vachapinda muchirongwa. Svondo rinouya ndimi nhasi tosiyira pano. Zita, ndini Jonga Kandemiri.